I am exponentially more well than I was 2 years ago. I incorporated several things into my life, including leveling up my exercise, leveling up my dietary choices, leveling up my self-care, both mental and emotional. And that's how I came up with the idea for this show, Leveling Up with Dani. I tried not to jump off a cliff for every fad, but I stayed open to all of the options. I needed to quiet those noises in my mind from my trauma, dysmorphia, disordered eating, and all those old tapes that were stuck on repeat in my brain. Step one was listening to my body. Our bodies already hold all the answers. And now seems like a great time to play a song. So here is from Billy Joel's 52nd Street album, Honesty.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend.
Doesn't that song just get to you? I love that song. Okay, I have several directions I want to go with this show, and my challenge will be to stay focused and on topic. So let's get into it. The first hill I climbed on my wellness journey was to get a personal trainer. I've been a member of a local gym for over 20 years. The number of times I went there to exercise, less than 100. My husband goes five days a week and has been doing that since day one. So that's how we justify that membership. Well, I went to the club a few months before I turned 60, and I hired a trainer for 2 days a week. If Larry was here, he would tell you how much I have transformed over the last 2 years. What he may be too humble to admit, though, is how it had to be him. He earned my trust because he takes such good care of me. I am not, nor have I ever been, a typical gym person. I'm very self-conscious, I lack confidence in the gym environment, and I'm downright scared of all things related to the gym. Larry effectively trains the person who's right in front of him. And when that's me, he pushes me while still protecting me. If I was going to rank the wellness changes I've made, training with Larry is at the top of the list. Shout out and thank you to Larry at Fountain Grove. I'm wearing an Oura ring right now. I wore the Apple Watch for 8 years, and I switched to the Oura ring 3 months ago. I love this wellness tool. It helps me track not only my activity level, but the biometrics and sleep tracking are so beneficial. Choosing fitness, or in a broader context, choosing wellness, takes courage. I have felt so vulnerable over the past 2 years as I challenged myself to try new things. It takes bravery and belief. And you have to tell yourself the truth. So on that note, here's my next song. It's Lie to Me by Johnny Lang.
Lie to me and tell me that you're
somebody else. Ah, but sooner or later you sleep in your own space. Either way, it's okay, you wake up with yourself. I don't need you to worry for me, 'cause I'm all right. I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life. Go ahead with your own life, leave me alone.
I never said you had to offer me a second chance.
You're listening to Cows Community Radio, serving Santa Rosa and West Sonoma County at 92.5 FM and the entire world at cowsfm.com. You're listening to Level Up with Danny Stockham right here on Cows Community Radio. Danny?
Hello, Don. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad you're with us and so glad to be listening to your first program right here on Cows.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
What was the songs that you played?
So I played Lie to Me by Johnny Lang because it really fit in with my theme of we got to tell ourselves the truth if we're going to take care of our health. And the next song was by Billy Joel, My Life. And
fantastic. Did you reach out on your social media to promote your program today?
I put a post on all my socials, and at the end of the show, I'll go over all my socials so those listening who don't already follow me can start to follow me.
Absolutely great, and that's going to build your audience over time.
That's the plan.
Yeah, thanks for being here, and I'll talk to you later. I'm so proud of what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Don. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're back. I'm not going to have to do the station identification because
somebody else is calling.
Don did that for me. My phone's ringing. Oh, my gracious.
Is there a song playing?
It says it's you.
Let's play a song or whatever. Yeah. Okay, let's turn that off.
Yeah.
Let's turn that off. Okay.
Okay, we're back.
Continue.
Okay, this is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham, and now a word from our underwriters.
Ooh, great idea.
Our first underwriter is the Sonoma County Gazette. Cows Radio thanks Sonoma County Gazette for their support. The Gazette is 100% advertiser-supported and free to readers. Print editions can be found at almost 800 newsstands and local businesses from Cloverdale to Petaluma and Sonoma to the coast, reaching approximately 100,000 readers online and in print each month. Their focus is on local news with writers contributing from all corners of the county. They can be found online at SonomaCountyGazette.com. So since we're on a roll, let's do another one.
There you go.
Let's talk about Sonoma Clean Power. Programming on Cal's Community Radio is underwritten in part by the folks at Sonoma Clean Power, and we'd like to thank them. Their website, sonomacleanpower.org, outlines how to be a part of the clean energy future. Thank you to Sonoma Clean Power for being one of our sponsors. We have a phone line here at KOWS, and on my next show, October 31st, I'll be taking your calls. We kind of demonstrated how that works a little bit ago when I talked to Don, who is our station manager. Thank you, Don, for walking me through all that. Okay, I want to take an opportunity to promote my friend's show, too. My friend MJ has a show on cows. He hosts The Roots of Rock, Sundays at 7 a.m. I've listened to his show many times. Truth be told, I'm usually laying in my bed on Sunday morning doing that. Okay, I want to squeeze in another few things before my time here gets a little too ahead of me. And I want to talk to you about this book that I received from my friend and longtime walking partner. The book is called Be Here Now, Finding Peace and Joy in the Present Moment. It's written by Meredith Gaston Masnada. Her last name is spelled M-A-S-N-A-T-A. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. I chose a passage I want to share with you today, and it's called Journey On. Thank you, Trish, for this wonderful book. Okay, let's get to the page. Journey On. I got to grab my glasses. That's another part of aging we haven't talked about, but we're going to get to that. New adventures, new delights, and new choices constantly await us. We never know what might be around the corner, but we can be sure that our days will be enriching when we choose to live in love, joy, and gratitude. Journeying on faithfully and with an awareness of perpetual magic in the air, we may live our dreams awake. Journeying on, we must commit to creating our own mobile worlds in which to move and blossom. Tender, beautiful inner worlds nurtured by our thoughts, self-talk, and self-care. And as best as we can, we must seek, protect, and create beauty around us. Such an approach to life provides endless balm for our senses and spirits, gifting us strength, comfort, and inspiration. Indeed, when feeling world-weary, at a crossroads, and overwhelmed, or walking a dissatisfying, lackluster path, it is simply time to honor ourselves, reaffirm the joyous purposes of our journey, and realign with true love and gratitude for life. As Dolly Parton suggested, if you don't like the path you are walking, pave a new one. In paving any new path, our spirit calls us to be flexible and free, never holding on to old ideas and stifling limitations, but rather traversing fresh, bright, and new ground as we evolve into our truest, highest self. I love that. I was going through this book where there's 100 different things to read, and I came across that one, and it just fit in so nicely with kind of the theme of today's show, which is not only are we not able to stop the aging process, and in many cases, we don't have access to all of the ways to, let's say, age gracefully or access help from others. But at the core of everything, it's just what goes on inside of us, what we're willing to do for ourselves, whether that's learning how to breathe more effectively, taking a walk outside, doing some meditation. There are so many different things that we can do to help ourselves go into our next decade thoughtfully, fully present, while still taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. I started working out, as I told you, 2 days a week. I walk with my friend Trish, who bought me that book, every Wednesday. And when we go on our walks on Channel Drive, which is a beautiful walking trail in Santa Rosa, we can take in the nature around us. We can have the ability to talk to each other openly about our lives and just really be in the moment with a good friend. That's also a really important part of taking care of our wellness, is having friends and people that you can be yourself with. And I do know that a lot of our society is isolated and alone, and maybe they don't have friends that they can share things with. Well, I want to be here on the air every other Thursday and be that person for some of you. So if you need someone to boost you up or make you feel good about yourself, maybe tuning into Level Up with Danny will get you there. My show is going to be airing every other Thursday on the odd weeks, 1, 3, or 5 on those 5-week months, from 1 to 2. And I hope that you'll join me as I go through the different things that I've tried in my wellness journey. I'm going to bust out one more song. It's a song by Johnny Lang, and it's called A Quitter Never Wins, which I think is going to be really appropriate for today.
Well, I
is There's Gotta Be a Change by Johnny Lang. He's so cute. Okay, I have a PSA to get to and then a shout out to another underwriter. If you would like to hear your business on the show, go to our website and click the tab for sponsorship opportunities. The Sebastopol Community Cultural Center is a nonprofit organization founded in 1982 to provide a vehicle for the citizens of Sebastopol and surrounding areas to come together within an expanded community. They are dedicated to enriching the community through events, classes, and services, as well as providing rental spaces for special happenings in our town. To contact the SCCC, to volunteer, to donate, or to just check out their events calendar, visit them on the web at seb.org or give them a call at 707-823-1151. I'm going to do that again, 707-823-1511. It seems like there's a theme to the underwriter people that I'm talking about today, and that happens to be clean power or solar power. We thank SolarWorks for supporting Cows Radio. From the beginning, SolarWorks has encouraged Cows listeners to support local businesses, producers, and providers. Remember, a healthy community depends on strong local economy. SolarWorks, giving people the power to make a difference since 1986. Solar electricity is even more affordable with the federal tax credit. For more info, visit solarworksca.com or call 707-829-8282. Okay, we're booking right along here. I have a little exercise I thought we could do together, which is mindful breathing. So I started taking Pilates. That's another one of my wellness practices. Shout out to Tammy on Pilates on the Green in Rohnert Park. And when I started taking Pilates, I heard from Tammy that I didn't even know how to breathe. So mindful breathing is very important. So I thought maybe today, right now, since this is our inaugural show, let's take a collective breath together. We're going to breathe in for four, hold for five, exhale for six. Nobody likes dead air on the radio, so I'm going to breathe into the microphone. Ready? Begin. Did you guys count to six on that exhale? I think I did a good job. Okay, that was some good stuff. Okay, if you remember, the title of this episode was Hills. So I want to talk about the hill that I'm willing to stake my life on, the hill I'm willing to die on even, and that's the hill of equality. That starts with equality for women. Acknowledging that there are differences between the sexes and honoring the need for equality can coexist. Both things can be true. I am a woman. I am raising two young women, and I honor women and all of their strengths. As women, let's support each other. Let's cheer each other on. Hold out your hand and help your fellow women up that hill. It's one way to take our power to the next level. I find that female friendships can be very challenging. There's always that feeling that if you are together in a group of women, you're maybe silently judging each other, or you have feelings about how someone's living their life or not living their life according to your own standards. And the way our world is organized today, I think that women need to stop this. We need to be supporting each other. We need to be lifting each other up. We need to try to stop the back talk, the backbiting, the gossip. Stop contributing to the rumor mills about other women. We have to be, it has to start with us. We can't rely on our male counterparts to lift us up if we're not willing to lift each other up. So that's my hill. You guys can pick your hill. Everyone has their own hill. I'm well aware of that. And I want to just put it out there that that's what I'm aspiring to. I'm aspiring to be the kind of woman who supports other women, who doesn't tear them down, who wants to lift them up to the next level. I read this thing that says, you can't compete with me because I want you to win. And really, that's how I feel about other women. I want everyone to be a winner. I'm a terrible competitor. I have never, when I used to swim competitively, I was like, I don't care if I win or not. The people that cared about winning, those are the people I wanted to win. I want you to win. I'm here to support you and you're winning. Being first has never been that important to me. I just want to be part of. And I think as women, we need to do that. As I said, I'm raising two young women. My daughters, excuse me, are in their early 20s. And I think it's a really tough time to be that age in this day and age. And we have to support our young women because they're our future. They're going to be here long after we're gone. And hopefully we've given them the tools to navigate this world and stand in their power. So let's continue to find ways to level up our awareness, to pull each other up, and take care of each other. Okay, I have another song I'm going to play. It's off of Billy Joel's album. It's called Until the Night. It's relating to nothing. It's just a beautiful song. So let's go.
Until the night, until
goes down and the day is over, when the last of the light has gone. As they pour into the street, I will be getting closer. As the cars turn their headlights on, as they're closing it down, I'm gonna open it up. And while they're going to sleep, we'll just be starting to talk. I'm just beginning to.
Okay, and that was Until the Night by Billy Joel. I love that song. I love Billy Joel. So before I run out of time, I wanted to share my social medias for everyone who's interested. I have Facebook. It's at Danny Jane Phillips Stockham. I'm on Instagram at Danny Stockham, and it's Danny, D-A-N-I. On TikTok at Danny Jane 62. That's my birth year, not my age. Oh, wait, it's both. And I also have a YouTube channel at just the number one Danny Jane. You can also check out my profile page on the Cows Radio Facebook page. And that's another place that you can go to see all the shows that are on Cows and all the different time slots for different people that participate and are part of this herd. So I don't want this show to be boring. I want us to have an open forum to talk about things that happen to us as we age. And everyone has their own story. And, you know, I'll get into mine as the time goes on. But everything started because I was born and raised in a really small town in Ohio. And my parents had four daughters. I'm the second born. And my father was an exercise fanatic my whole life. So I always had in the back of my mind that exercise was really important. And I was fortunate enough to not have any struggles when it came to what my body was able to do. And I relied on that for the first 15 years of my life. Whatever I wanted to do, I could do, and I was successful at it. When I was 15, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and that really changed everything for me. But as I got older and I realized it was a diagnosis, it was a condition, but it didn't have to define me. So I really have spent the last 40 years trying to undo the damage caused by rheumatoid arthritis, whether that's with artificial joints or whatever I needed to do to stay fit and healthy and happy. And it has not been easy. It has been a constant struggle, but it beats the alternative. Mm. And we're not here for the alternative. We're here for the now. So that's kind of going to be the forum of this show, to talk about everyone's wellness journey. I'm going to try to have some in-studio guests, some people that I really respect who have helped me along the way in staying healthy and keeping my body in the best condition it can be in at 62 years old. with a chronic degenerative condition like rheumatoid arthritis. I'm going to open the phone lines if there's a topic that everybody wants to talk about, and I'll take your calls, and you can be on the air or not on the air, whatever you want. And it's just going to be a very open, loving place to come every other Thursday and talk about wellness. So I have one more song to play, my final song of the day. We're sticking with Johnny Lang. It's from the album Lie to Me. It's called There's Gotta Be a Change. And this is apropos of everything and apropos of nothing. But there's gotta be a change. Following my show at 2 o'clock, we have Blues Bites, and it's very catchy, B-Y-T-E-S, those kind of bites. It's a variety of blues music, and that will be streaming on 92.5 FM, as well as on the web at cowsfm.com. So let's get into that last song by Johnny Lang, There's Gotta Be a Change.
Things just can't stay the same. Temperate rainforest. I really resonate so deeply with this quote. And as we come to a close, I wonder if you might share how, in a moment where so much is happening, where we're all feeling so much, how we might ground ourselves, our actions and aspirations in reference to the forest.
I think there are three ways in which we can and must ground ourselves in the forest. First, to return to the forest. For lessons of democracy. And that's what Tagore has said in that quote, that we learn democracy from the forest, where everything is diverse and everything is interconnected. True democracy as coexistence of diversity and mutuality of diversity, I think, is the first. The second is to realize that the forest is not a wilderness that's doing nothing and should be wiped out and cut down for a mine, or GMO soil in the Amazon, or palm oil in Indonesia, but the forest is the heart of the planet and should be our heart and our mind too. The third, and this has been my life's dedication, industrial agriculture and Hitler's chemical tools moving into the farms through agrochemicals, agrotoxins, the pesticides, the herbicides, even the chemical fertilizers, that this created a monoculture and the destruction of the wilderness of the farm. In India, we protected it. And my work in Navdanya, which means nine seeds, is for diversity, not just the diversity we plant, but the diversity that grows when we plant non-violently. The other day on our farm, I just counted in one square foot 12 edible plants and medicinal plants that we hadn't sown, but are there to give us bounty and abundance. So, you know, wrap up the roundup and allow nature to thrive. And the fourth very, very important part of this is we have to remember that we have a forest within. Our gut microbiome with 100 trillion microbes is a forest, and we have to nurture it. And we nurture it through the link that food provides between the earth in her diversity and our bodies with the gut diversity. When those two are in sync, there is health for the planet and there's health for our bodies.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, Vandana. This has been medicine for my soul, as I'm sure for the listeners who are joining us.
Thank you, and stay strong, all of you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of For the Wild podcast. The music you heard today was by John Newton, Lady Moon in the Eclipse, and G-Jaw. For the Wild is created by Ayana Young, Erica Ekram, Francesca Glasfell, and Melanie Younger.
Of Kalua, beneath Hawaiian skies, I fell in love with